"You don't think they're merchantmen after all, do you, sir?" Hector asked quietly. Some captains would have bitten the head off of any officer, be he ever so well connected to the aristocracy, for having the impertinence to ask him such a question uninvited. Hector wasn't concerned about that, though, and not because of his own noble title.
"No, Master Aplanarmak, I don't," Yerli replied.
He nodded ahead to where the other ship's sails were visible now from the deck, as Destiny rose with the waves.
"Both those fellows are inviting us to catch up with them, and no merchant skipper would do that, even if they haven't seen our colors by now, which they well may not have."
He glanced up to where the Empire's banner streamed out, stiff and hard-looking, from the mizzen yard. On Destiny's new course, running almost directly before the wind as she charged after the other ships, it was entirely possible that her colors were hidden from her quarry by the canvas on her foremast and mainmast.
"They may not realize we're a king ship, I mean an emperor ship," Yerli grimaced as he made the self-correction. "But they have to assume we're at least a privateer. Under the circumstances, merchant vessels would go right on running for all they were worth in hopes of staying away from us until dark. Mind you, I don't think they'd succeed, but they might, and no one ever knows what the wind's going to do."
He paused, one eyebrow raised, and Hector recognized the cue.
"So if they aren't running as hard as they can, if they've decided they want us to catch up with them while we'll both have daylight still in hand, you think they're war galleons too, sir?" he said.
"I think that's very likely, Master Aplanarmak," Yerli nodded slightly,
with the satisfaction of a teacher whose student had drawn the proper conclusion.
"I'd thought for a moment, before they both shortened, that it might be a merchant with an escort dropping astern of the ship under his protection. But no escort would be foolish enough to keep his charge in close company if he decided to drop back to engage us. So it seems to me we have to assume they're both warships. According to Baron Wave Thunder's latest estimates, Desnair should have at least a dozen of their converted galleons about ready for sea. There's no way to be positive yet, but I'll be quite surprised if these aren't two of them. The only question in my mind," the captain continued, his voice becoming a bit dreamy as his eyes unfocused in thought, "is what two of them would be doing out here by themselves."
"They might simply be working up, sir," Hector suggested diffidently, and Yerli nodded.
"Indeed they might, but not this far out to sea, I'm thinking."
He indicated the brisk wind, the motion of the hard-driven ship, with a twitch of his head.
"These conditions are a bit lively for a lubberly lot like the Desnarian Navy, wouldn't you say, Master Aplanarmak? I'd expect them to stay closer to home if all they're after is sail drill, especially if there are only two of them. We're a good 650 leagues from their shipyards at Geira, and over 100 leagues off Hened Head, for that matter. It's possible they're from the ships building in the Gulf of Jaras instead of the Geira yards. God knows they're building a lot more of their total navy in the Gulf than they are at Geira. But even that would be an awful long way to come just to drill their crews, and I'd think Baron Jaras would be a tad nervous about having just two of his meet a squadron or two of our galleons when they decided to venture out into deeper water. He's certainly been cautious enough about things like that so far, at least. So I wonder."
The captain stood thinking for several more moments, then nodded again, this time obviously to himself, before he glanced once more at the youthful ensign standing beside him.
"I can think of one good reason for them to be here, Master Aplanarmak," he said with a slight smile. "And if I'm right, the men are going to be just a bit unhappy that we sighted them when we did, instead of a few days later."
"Sir?"
Hector suppressed an urge to scratch his head in puzzlement, and Yerli's smile broadened.
"Now then, Master Aplanarmak, a captain has to maintain at least a few little secrets, don't you think?"